From cowboys to shrimpers, astronauts to farmers, and roughnecks to loggers. For true Texans, there's only one place to celebrate the Lone Star State. That's right here with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, I pointed out the media and teacher union lies this summer. Now the Texan swats down another round of woe-is-us misleading propaganda from TSTA, AFT, and media repeaters all about how all the teachers are quitting, there aren't enough teachers. It's just not true. Our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions and truckers and fleet owners of truckers. You have to deal with the DOT. You got all that stuff to do, the testing. They're your best friend in that. They are specialists in it. Get in touch with Allied Compliance Services at alliedcompliance.com. More Democrat laughable hypocrisy related to illegal immigration and the busing, and there's more in that stack to get to. Also, my friends, a group called Mysterious and Shadowy has begun a $6 million Texas advertising buy against Governor Abbott. They don't even seem to have anything to do with Texas. We'll find out more, but there's not much to know about them yet. But it's a massive injection of money into the campaign statewide. O'Rourke claims he doesn't know who they are either. So, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. It doesn't really matter. It's his fellow lefties. Listen to the show anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. One of my folks pointed out the podcast yesterday, all the breaks where we hear from our great sponsors, which are a lot of them, they're folks that just sponsor the podcast and everything. We're all break with dead air in the breaks yesterday. Well, if you go listen to yesterday's show, which was a great show, it's been fixed. And I still can't figure out how that happened. I'm not going to get into the technical side of it. I don't know how it's possible, but it did. It came out that way. He was right. Got the email. I'm like, what's he talking about? And then sure enough, went and checked it. So I fixed it. The rotary rig count in the oil and gas patch, the number of rigs drilling for oil or gas in the U.S. dropped by one this week. Texas fell a lot last week and dropped again this week by three. We're still, though, at 359 as opposed to 235 this time a year ago. So we're still up 124. So I wouldn't make too much out of that. The Switzerland is a place very well known. It's a true federal government, a federation of cantons. It's where Bill Buckley used to spend a lot of his time. And folks have always sort of admired the Swiss. They're European, but it's a big thing about freedom there. And let me just tell you, this is where this so-called renewable energy crap, all these green schemes get you, ladies and gentlemen. And it's where it's going to get you, too, if you don't listen to what I talked about yesterday and take very seriously keeping out any and all scarcity theory policies out of the Texas electric grid distribution and generation policy. It leads to terrible things. And then your freedom. Swiss will face jail time for overheating homes. Up to 3 years in jail, and they're going to have squads going around checking and doing checks. Nevertheless, understood, there may be spot checks undertaken to ensure people are complying with the rules. And all this because, they started depending on the Russians, and the Russians turned it off all over that part of Europe. They're saying you can't heat your home more than 66 degrees, or you're in violation of the law. And they've banned all kinds of other stuff, and even boiling water. You can just barely get it to the boiling mark. This is crazy. Off the press, Dot had a summary, but I went through it slay to read the entire piece. The cantons, their equivalent of states, have a week or two to discuss the proposals and figure out how they're going to enforce them. And they're concerned about being inundated with complaints from nosy neighbors, of course. And French economist Charles Gave, I guess is how you say it, G-A-V-E, he's exactly right. He says, People aren't buying the narrative that Vladimir Putin is solely to blame for the energy crisis in Europe. Quote, for the last 15 years, our European leaders have gone into a climate craze, promoting magic mirrors and windmills as the solutions. It does not work. These solutions demand the same capacity in gas power plants. I don't know what that translation is, demand the same capacity in gas power plants, but obviously he's saying you got to have the reliable energy there. So he's exactly right. And I'm telling, they're talking about arresting you, folks. That's where you'll be. That's where you'll be if you allow any scarcity theory stuff, you know, like automatic shutdowns of your air conditioner and stuff. Look, government doesn't control energy in this country, and they're not supposed to. They're trying to control it through the grids. It is a private generated commodity. If you have the money to pay for it, you're willing to pay for it. No outside authority short of, you know, national emergency or very, very temporary thing like a hurricane or something that's come up. No one has the right to tell you that you can't buy it. And yet that's exactly the California model and everybody else in this country. That's where they want to go. If that would already be the outright direct effective policy. If they actually owned the power generation, the government did here, like they do in so much of Europe. Judge approves $2.46 billion Boy Scouts reorganization plan in the bankruptcy that comes basically from ignoring sin and turning down the wrong path. I've seen no evidence whatsoever that Boy Scouts, which they're not even Boy Scouts of America anymore, they're Scouts, because now they're girls too. I don't see any evidence that that organization's truly reformed itself. McMurray, congratulations to McMurray University in Abilene. They say they've had a 7.3% student growth over last year and have total enrollment of 1,245, highest enrollment in the past decade. Bowie Middle School in Odessa, in Ector County ISD, eighth grade student there has been arrested and charged with first degree felony aggravated assault of a public servant after he attacked a teacher in a classroom Wednesday, according to the Odessa American. Former Brownfield, his family, I think, had the newspaper, and I think the dad or whatever, big Democrats, anti-Republicans, I don't remember all that, Brizendine or Brizendine, but he was director. This son, Brian, the director of the Brownfield Industrial Development Corporation, admitted in March to possessing child pornography, lots of it. He's now been sentenced to 144 months or 12 years in federal prison and then 15-year supervised relief afterwards. And, my friends, we've got the Star of Texas Awards presented today by the governor. These are awards created by the legislature in 2003 to honor and commemorate individuals who made profound commitments while performing their duties as peace officers, firefighters, and emergency medical first responders. And a few I want to mention: Charles Edward Patterson, Bowie Rural Fire Department; Barbara Ann Finley, Eastland County Sheriff's Office; and I believe there was a policeman from Odessa, yes, Alejandro Munoz, among a fairly long list of, from the Odessa PD, a long list of Star of Texas recipients. Hey, here's your stench of local government story. You know, there should never be any controls over local government because government, you know, governs best. It's local. It's local government. Local government. I mean, we hear this all the time from the tax raisers. Every time the state tries to change or adapt or tweak the rules. Remember, all the local government's totally a creation in Texas of the state government, and it operates under set rules. But this is a great one. The city of Pecos, apparently, they approached a guy to build a water line across one of his properties. He told them no, and then he was out for heart surgery, comes back, and they did it anyway. Media's looked into it. KOSA has a story that they took there's no easement on the land. The city didn't invoke eminent domain. This guy is hopping mad, and the city manager just says, oh, we don't know what happened or how it happened. We're going to try to work it out. Yeah, the tyranny of local government.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Pratton, Texas Listener Club member Tom from Wichita Falls wrote, "I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable. From the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns are not fun, this was the way to do it," Tom says. "Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family." Friends, you can learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care, my dentist, by the way, by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Go to prattontexas.com. You'll see the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Click on it, and you can read all about it. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a man so important, other talk show hosts listen to his show, even while they're on the air. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Out of our campaign stack, Patrick Svitek, I've long said is the only really respectable writer, particularly for politics, at the Texas Tribune. And I want to congratulate him for using the words that they always use against any conservative side stuff, but rarely use in the press for anything on the other side. Headline, "Mysterious Group Targeting Governor Greg Abbott Reserves $6 million in TV Ads Ahead of November Election." Svitek's piece in the Tribune, there's a minute-long ad from some group called Could Have Been Worse LLC, which is Limited Liability Corporation, started airing today, rattles off a list of major calamitous events that happened while Abbott was governor, this is really lowbrow stuff because these aren't things that a governor is responsible for, including the Uvalde shooting, the power grid collapse, which was, of course, because of a massive freeze that extraordinarily unexpectedly froze the entire massive state that's the size of the country of France. I mean, we're a huge area. But nevertheless, the narrator speaks, the picture zooms out, show Abbott's face and says, "Any one of these a terrible shame for Texas. All of these a horrific sign. Something is terribly, terribly wrong." The spot ends with a clip of Abbott saying after the Uvalde massacre that it, quote, could have been worse, which his critics have picked up on, but he's right. I mean, obviously, any situation like that could have been worse. Guy could have left the classroom, went down the hall, and murdered all the other kids. But, of course, you can't say that because liberals have really just seem to be a natural deficiency of intellect. So the story goes on to say that the news of Could Have Been Worse LLC's plans got out yesterday when Ad Impact, a media tracking firm, tweeted that the group was skipping up airtime statewide. It ultimately reserved $6.1 million on broadcast and cable TV from Friday through October 9th. According to that source, a group by the same name registered as an LLC late last month. So this isn't any existing company. They registered late last month in Delaware, not even in Texas. They used the easy Delaware corporate laws. And as an LLC, they're not immediately subject to state requirements to disclose donors as more traditional political action committees are required to do. The group would have to register with the Ethics Commission, the joke, and face the state's disclosure requirements if it met the state's definition of a political committee. Two or more persons acting in concert with a principal purpose of accepting political contributions or making political expenditures. But whether it meets the definition remains unknown because we don't know anything about them. In advertising orders filled with the Federal Communications Commission, Could Have Been Worse LLC lists Arlington, Virginia as an address. And it identifies Michael Waters as its executive director and Connecticut-based Icon International as its media buyer. Abbott's campaign quickly raised questions about the group. How dirty can Beto's scam dark money groups be if they won't give it directly to him? Beto says he doesn't know who they are. I just find it funny that you can have this group come in and register in Delaware, have its stuff head up in Virginia, and then write a straight story talking about how, you know, under that, we don't know that they qualify to have to report to the Texas Ethics Commission. But at the same time, a full-time advocacy person, just like you or me involved in stuff, can be claimed to have been a registered, should have been a registered lobbyist, talking about my friend Michael Quinn Sullivan, all these years ago because he was at the Capitol pushing for things like thousands of the rest of us. I was there during that session too. But, you know, they've tried to, and then they write these straight stories about him. It's quite obvious the man's a lobbyist. No, he's not. Works for a political advocacy group. Will you see the big, well, we'll see if you see the stories in the other press about this group and how horrible it is. And no. Young Democrats are flocking to register to vote in Texas after abortion ruling. Data shows, this is a piece by Taylor Goldenstein in the Hearst Papers. And it is interesting. Target Smart, which is a political data and polling firm, looked at numbers, said while Texas, this is how she reported it, while Texas new voter registrants are evenly split between men and women, they are younger and more Democratic than before, meaning Democrat Party, not Democratic, than before the June ruling. State added about, here's what they say stats-wise. State added about 300,000 new voters from June 24th, the day of the high court's ruling, you know, that struck down Roe v. Wade and let it go back to the people. Prior to the ruling, about 51% of voters identified as female. After the ruling, slightly less than half said they were female, 49%. According to Target Smart, that analyzed 80,000 new voters added through the end of July, Democrats now have a 10 percentage point advantage in those registrations, making up 42% to Republicans, 32%. And young voters are 25 and under. They're trending more blue. The analysis found more to the left. Democrat Party now make up 47% of young voters. Democrats do, up from 34%. Republican Party shares remained at just under 30%. And they say that matches what they're seeing in 25 other states that report party registration. So we'll see. Who knows? They carried at the very bottom of the piece some anecdotal stuff from Texas Young Republicans. Genevieve Carter said, no surprise Democrats are pinning their hopes on the backlash against the Dobbs decision to drive out turnout. Says their young Republicans clubs are having record membership and all that. You know, look, I don't doubt any of this stuff. I mean, you all did and still to this day continue to hand your public school system over to the Marxist left. Oh, I know, you got a lot of people in your town that run the school that are not Marxist or leftist. Yeah, but they're ignorant. They're naive. They don't understand that all the inputs going in, the curriculum, the deals, all the stuff is being pushed by that side. And you've lost generations of people that they don't even understand that the decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, didn't take away a right, they keep calling it. It actually put the right back in their hands to settle it politically instead of letting the country operate like a tyranny with people in black robes just deciding what our rights are. That's how stupid they are. And then tons of you go into debt, let your kids go into debt, sending them to nothing but propaganda factories for the left called universities and colleges. So, you know, whatever. By the way, Vice President Kamala Harris was in Houston yesterday and today. She went, remember how every time in fact, it's happened recently in Texas, big state stories in Houston, how that the pastor of Second Baptist Church in Houston, which that evil lieutenant governor goes there, you know, Dan Patrick, came out and, you know, made a bunch of political statements because he's an American and that's how we work. And all the stories last week, how horrible this is and anti-American. But of course, they're having the traditionally black Baptist deals group, the National Baptist Convention, 2,000 attendees in Houston, and Harris comes there and does nothing but talk politics. In fact, the headline in the Texas Signal, a left-wing outlet, in Houston, VP Harris slams Texas lawmakers' abortion and voting laws and calls on faith leaders to take action. She spoke at that's supposed to be a church event, and it was all partisan politics. I mean, she actually urged faith leaders to be politically conscious. I mean, how depraved morally, or let's say intellectually, do you have to be to continue on the left to write all these stories all the time about how conservatives, oh, and pastors, they, oh my gosh, they talk politics at church and they did it, and yet purposely in your own backyard, ignore the other side doing it all the time. Well, we know they, yeah, but Robert, they don't care. I got it. They don't care. But it, what it tells you is what they think of you. That's what I keep telling you, Democrats and people that still go on that lefty side. You, the people who run your movement have so little respect for you and your intelligence because they just figure, and they figure rightly most of the time, you'll never notice. You won't remember what was said a week ago, much less 3 days ago, and you'll never see the hypocrisy. And boy, we've got some hypocrisy on the busing of illegal immigrants from Chicago. Stay with us.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem. Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually.
You can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Working to save Texas from the uninformed and the left. It's your voice of Texas, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The hypocrisy we constantly see from the left, and what I was saying in the last segment about folks who follow and vote for them, you got to realize what all that says is that they absolutely have no respect for you. They think you're the dumbest people in the world. And frankly, I think the base of the left-wing political parties globally demonstrates that they indeed are the base intellectually and smart wise or whatever of populations. They just seem to be extraordinarily manipulable. And then of course you get the elitist and educated in those movements, but they perceive of themselves, they're like all the communist movements all around the world. They, you know, all of a sudden they got a bullet through their head after they won. They think it'll never happen to them. They're part of the crowd that wants to be the manipulators, the ruling classes. And they're just crazy. And they act in such a manner that they think, well, nobody will even notice. And they do it daily. And the latest is this Chicago mayor, you know, Lightfoot, who has the murders going on at rates like a war zone every weekend. ADN America had this piece out. Democratic politicians in Chicago, which have been declared a sanctuary city, promised to welcome all migrants that had begun arriving on buses from Texas. But an investigation by a local TV station, you all know it, the original big cable station, WGN, revealed many migrants who arrived on Wednesday were quietly rebused, relocated to a hotel in a neighboring county without advanced warning to its Republican mayor, the town, or the leaders of the county. I'm concerned whether the village administrator, neither the village administrator nor I were told about this, Burr Ridge Mayor Gary Grasso told WGN. We want to know, why Burr Ridge? Earlier this week, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot criticized Governor Abbott for not providing her advanced warning about the first migrant bus he sent. And, and she went on and on about it. I mean, this isn't freighter cargo that we needed to know. And she went on and on. In February 2021, Lightfoot signed the Welcoming City Ordinance into law that protects illegal aliens by closing loopholes that allowed local police to work with immigration. Cook County, where Chicago is located, also considers itself a sanctuary to illegal aliens, But WGN notes that the Burr Ridge Hotel, the new illegal aliens that bust up from Texas were moved to, is in neighboring DuPage County. The Burr Ridge mayor said he only became aware of the migrants' arrival after residents began notifying village officials, the 11,000-person suburbs known for its rolling hills and luxurious residences. So there you know why they put them there. It's where a lot of people with money live. So the Chicago people, anyway, they went to another county and stuck them there. We get it. And he's a Republican. He lost a primary for a congressional seat nomination back in the Republican primary this year, that mayor did. On Thursday morning, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, that bleep, called Abbott's actions, quote, disgusting, and said the Texas governor was, quote, treating them like cattle, end quote, by, quote, putting them on buses and sending them wherever he wants to send them, end quote. Now, let me add there, again, this shows how these people have no respect for people. They know Texas is not putting people on buses. These people are volunteering, and they're volunteering by destination. Anyway. However, it points out in the story, he didn't mention the Chicago arrivals relocation. So they make all this thing about how they weren't notified. And then what does she do? She goes and moves them into a completely separate political jurisdiction outside the city of Chicago, way out in what we'd call Chicagoland, and not in Cook County, but in DuPage County. Moves them to a totally, with no advance notice to those locals. This is how these people are, folks. And by the way, Benjamin Werman, writing it for the Express News, has taken the budget numbers for this Operation Lone Star. And again, how do you claim to be a fiscal conservative? This is the stuff we won the Democrat seats away from Democrats from. And it infuriates me that Republicans are sitting back and letting Abbott do this and patting him on the back for it. Busing migrants northward cost Texas $1,700 a passenger. Now, any of you that have been around as long as I have can remember all the campaigns where we just pilloried Democrats for stuff like that. Where, you know, for a little bit of a help that cost $100, we spent, you know, $1,900 per person. This is how we built the party. And Abbott's doing it. This is my problem with Operation Lone Star. We're spending a massive amount of money on stuff, and it's not working at doing what he said it would, which was deterring illegal aliens from entering. I mean, we know that's a fact. I mean, here we go. We got stories out today. 800 migrants cross into Texas border town in 3 hours. That's Eagle Pass. And we got all the Operation Lone Star resources there. Oh, that's just the latest story. I mean, earlier in the week and last weekend, there were many, many more. So it doesn't work. So that part of it, we ought not to be spending the kind of money we're spending. Now we find out that the busing them is costing. The charter company's been paid more than $12.7 million. So far, that's more than $1,700 per passenger. You could have flown them up there in first class on the airplanes for that. And give them a night in the hotel. This is dangerous. This is dangerous. You may be doing the law and order thing, but you're doing it in a reckless manner that is in no way fiscally conservative or concerned about taxpayers. And eventually, you're going to have somebody other than a man-child candidate against a big Republican, and it's going to cost us Texas. Abbott has given so much. If you had a real candidate on the other side that wasn't a left-wing loony and a man-child, we would be in serious trouble this election. And by the way, a political insider brought that up to me recently, and I said, that's exactly right. That's sort of what I've been trying to say. Brownsville native's been selected to lead the Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol sector, Gloria Chavez. She actually grew up there with Gladys Porter High School and attended Texas Southmost College and started her law enforcement career in Corpus Christi. She's been the chief in the El Paso sector, and she starts the job on October 9th back at home. And she said, that's always been my goal. Congratulations to Chief Chavez. There was a big piece in the Texas scorecard today by Sydney Henry. Or yesterday evening, 89% of Border Patrol resources pulled from front lines. There was a border event, and let me give you the beginning of this. There's a border security education event on Wednesday Former U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan painted a picture of national ignorance to the ongoing border crisis, blaming poor messaging and general obliviousness in the average citizen. He said, "I've been doing this for 35 years. I've served for six administrations, both Republican and Democrat. So this is not a right or left thing for me. This is an American thing. I'd like to talk about facts." He was at the Uncensored the Border Education Summit at the Texas Capitol. He said, "There is complete fundamental misunderstanding about the Southwest border. We've got to get better messaging, blah, blah, blah." He goes on and on. He said, "Border security is national security." And then there's this paragraph. "The catastrophic numbers that we're seeing is what's driving our borders to be open. We know that. You know that. As illegal immigration goes up, our ability to secure our border goes down. Why? Because 89% of Border Patrol resources are pulled off the front line, off our national security mission, leaving large areas of border wide open, literally handing operational control over to the cartels." Now, you may have heard Democrats and the president talk about, "Oh, he's spending, there's more money for the Border Patrol and all this." This is the point, folks. They're not actually putting money to interdicting or patrolling the border. They're hiring people to process people. In other words, open border. And we need more people to process them more quickly and get them bused and flown all over the country and integrated into society. The fact is, it's so bad with having to do the containment features once they're already have crossed illegally that Morgan says 89% of the resources are pulled away from the frontline duty, which is what most people think Border Patrol is out there doing. Well, I imagine we could be stopping a lot more people if we could interdict more of them every day, don't you think? Back in a moment.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
At Thacker, every piece of jewelry represents a moment in time worth celebrating.
But when the jewelry leaves our store, that's when the real story begins. Her engagement ring will tell the story of the loving relationship that you share.
Your wedding band tells the story of the perfect day when you two came together. I'm blessed to be in a business where every piece of jewelry that leaves our store goes on to tell a beautiful story. We hope you'll start your story with Thacker's.
Make your time on the lake or pond the best it can be with an Elite Custom Boat Dock from EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the coolest, most fun, and functional boat docks around. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and even diving spot on your boat or even jet ski dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Make your time count with the best boat dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
Corley Demo and Construction is ready to clear and excavate for your house or commercial building foundation pad. Excavation down to 10 feet, plumbing and electrical trenching too, and dump trucks to haul dirt in or out. Corley Demo and Construction cleans it up and levels it off right. Free estimates. Contact us today at CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. Quality work, quality cleanup. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com. CorleyDemoAndConstruction.com.
It may be the stars and stripes forever for some, but to this guy, as always, Texas, our Texas, which inspires. Now helping you keep up with Texas, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. On July 6th, in the summary show teaser that I put out every day, I listed PrattOnTexas.com. I listed our Lone Star story of the day, and it read, "When media and advocates warn about public school teacher turnover, they seem to never ask the key question, how does that turnover rate compare to other parts of the economy? Why do they not ask? Partly ignorance, and part because you'll find that despite all the panic-inducing stories," remember this was early in the summer, "trying to raise teacher pay, turnover of Texas public school teachers is actually very low compared to other sectors of the economy, and even very low when compared to general government employee turnover." And I had the data to demonstrate that. The headline of that day's show on July 6th, "School Teacher Turnover is Not High Despite Media Reports." We had an onslaught of media stories parroting the big left-wing teachers unions, the NEA, the National Education Association's Texas version, which is TSTA, and the American Federation of Teachers. Well, it's out again. There have been all these stories now that school started. By the way, the one about how much money teachers spend for supplies for their kids, I see it's in the press every single year, and they jack the numbers up every year. I don't get it. I never had a teacher buy me anything, and when I went to school, they wouldn't do it. And that's a choice the teacher makes. I'm sorry. That's a choice. Don't send me the emails. We've had this discussion before, and I ask, who made you buy those supplies? Did you have to expel the supplies? No. You do it because you want to, so don't call it something you have to do. But we get these boilerplate stories, and we're back to more stories about how there's a giant teacher shortage, and all this is coming out of the unions. TSTA is a union. It is the state affiliate of the largest teachers union in the country. AFP doesn't even try to hide it. They openly were a union. The Texans, Hudson Callender had a good piece today refuting this stuff again, because there has been a big series of stories out. The headline was, "Against shortage claims, education data suggests rising number of teachers in Texas." And you'll recall earlier in the year, I don't know if it was that same day on the 6th of July, but they were talking about the shortages too, and I brought you the TEA data, and it just didn't prove it. Here's how Hudson puts it at the Texan.news. "Headlines have been written alluding to an alleged, quote, teacher shortage, end quote, in Texas, arguing that political interference, COVID-19 lockdowns, and low salaries, among other variables, are causing the Lone Star State to hemorrhage educators. The Texas State Teachers Association, TSTA, uses polling data to claim that Texas educators are dissatisfied with their jobs. In a news release from 8th of August, the TSTA wrote, quote, 70% of teachers are on the verge of quitting as educator morale sinks, political attacks, pandemic, years of state neglect to blame, end quote. Well, I don't want state neglect. Schools are run locally. Anyway, the TSTA also alleged on social media, quote, right-wing extremists, including some elected officials, fear diversity and try to drive a wedge between teachers and parents. In other words, you're not sufficiently leftist enough, so you're the enemy. And I read you that quote. That was from the president of TSTA. What was that, a week ago? He writes, "Amid claims of a crisis in Texas public education, the data tells another story. In the 2021-2022 school year, the teacher attrition rate jumped from 9.34% to 11.57%. By the way, those numbers I brought you in July, that's still turnover much lower than even other, you know, almost every sector of the economy. But anyway, so it did. The attrition rate jumped from 9.3% to about 11.5%, with 42,839 teachers leaving. However, the newly hired teachers, you know, young people coming in, getting their degrees, that year exceeded those who left the profession. So in other words, we had a net gain in teachers. See how easy it is to be scared with these numbers? Oh boy, the attrition rate jumped more than 2 percentage points, 3 percentage points, 2, and 42,839 teachers. And that's what they write the story about. And it scares people. But we actually had a net gain. He writes, "The total number of teachers in Texas eclipsed 375,000 in June, a 10-year increase of around 50,000, and the highest number of teachers employed in Texas history." And by the way, sadly, total administrators have also increased markedly over that same period. And he goes into more of the TEA data. I brought this story out again to dip, because the propaganda's out there again to show you how much these groups lie. They are not dedicated to children. They're the same organizations that exist in California and Nevada and New York and Chicago and Minnesota that shut the schools down there, where they have collective bargaining all the time. And nothing is about the children. It's all about the left-wing political movement and more money in their pockets so that the union officials get more money. And that's all they exist. That's what they're about, period. So there you have it. That's our Lone Star Story of the Day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Hey, today in Texas history was the day, the 9th of September in 1987, Nolan Ryan, still playing for the Astros, got his 4,500th strikeout. It's also the day in 1961, a really significant meteorite hit the ground. There had been two, like, within a month, near Bells in Grayson County. 10 ounces of carbonaceous chondrite were retrieved. And it's the date in 1882, the town of East Dallas was incorporated. It was considered one of the most prestigious areas to live in the state. But then a few years later, the legislature revoked their charter because the people from Dallas were powerful and got them to do that and made it part of Dallas. So there wasn't a separate East Dallas. Our look at Texas history. See, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our great friends at USA Investigations. If you need to do employment background checks, check with them. They do that and tons more. Learn all about the team. Investigate for details at usainvestigations.net. There is a major story out of Ponder ISD today. WFAA reporting Reuben Lee Bergara, 41, turned himself into the Denton County Sheriff's Office. The Ponder ISD investigation led to a warrant for his arrest. Apparently, he's an assistant principal, allegedly having a relationship between an educator and student at junior high. And Ponder ISD leaders and the Ponder Police Department and everybody else looked into this, and they think there could be more. Meanwhile, in another P district, Prosper ISD in North Texas, you continue with this disaster. There was a great piece by Aaron Anderson, and it was updated today at the Texas Scorecard. Prosper ISD trustee speaks about school board's response to sex abuse cover-up. And we're seeing this everywhere. And this is a very long piece, but there's a new trustee, and he's just pointing out to the public that these people they want to cover it up. And it appears from the evidence that the board or its board members did lie to the public and claimed that they had an ongoing investigation when the public started learning about these little girls that the bus driver had been molesting for the whole year and maybe even longer. If you'll recall, I reported on that. And nothing was happening. I mean, this happened a long time ago. And then when it finally became public, they went out and told everybody, oh, there's been long-going investigations. Well, we know that's not true now. There haven't been. But that's what they said. And that one of their trustees keeps putting stuff up on Facebook, making official statements that are making people even angrier because all his confidence is in the superintendent. In other words, they don't care anything about the parents and the kids. It's the same old deal. It's about the big money class down at the palace, at the central office palace. And it just goes on. In fact, we know they were lying now because that's the update to the story. They actually have set a meeting for next week, next Tuesday, and it will on the agenda to approve an independent investigation. Now, they claim they had an investigation. There was no independent investigation. They claim that. What they had is their own law firm that protects them from liability looking into it, which is a tremendous conflict of interest. Folks, this is the kind of thing that happens in these schools all the time, despite the fact they want more of your money and claim it's all for the children. I'm not sure it really is most of the time. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.